Divine Service 1, page 136. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, imploring Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave me
of my sin. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess to you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you and justly deserved your punishment, now and forever. But I am heartily sorry for them and sincerely repent of them. And I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor, sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God to all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Introit. Awake, why do you sleep, O Lord? Arise, do not cast us off forever. For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Arise for our help and redeem us. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the deeds you did in days of old. You drove out the nations with your hand. But you planted our fathers because you favored them. You have saved us from our enemies and have put to shame those who hated us. In God we boast all day long and praise your name forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Awake, why do you sleep, O Lord? Arise, do not cast us off forever. For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Arise for our help and redeem us. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. O God, because you know that we dare not put our trust in anything that we do, mercifully grant that by your power we may be defended against all adversity. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for Sexagesima Sunday is from the 55th chapter of Isaiah. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall bring forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree. Instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let the nations know that you, whose name alone is the Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. O my God, make them like the whirling dust, like the chaff before the wind. The epistle is from the 11th chapter of 2 Corinthians. For you put up with fools gladly, since you yourselves are wise. For you put up with it. If one brings you into bondage, if one devours you, if one takes from you, if one exalts himself, if one strikes you on the face, to our shame I say that we were too weak for that. But in whatever anyone is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors, more abundant. In stripes, above measure. In prisons, more frequently. In deaths, often. From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked, a night and a day I have been in the deep, in journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and toil, in sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches. Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is made to humble and I do not burn with indignation? If I must boast, I will boast in the things which concern my infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knows that I am not lying. In Damascus, the governor under Aretas the king, the guard was guarding the city of Damascenes with a garrison desiring to arrest me, but I was let down in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped from his hands. It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows, such a one was caught up to the third heaven. And I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body I do not know, God knows, how he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words which it is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one I will boast. Yet of myself I will not boast, except in my infirmities. For though I might desire to boast, I will not be a fool, for I will speak the truth. But I refrain, lest anyone should think of me above what he sees me to be or hears from me. And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities that the power of Christ may rest upon me. This is the word of the Lord. O God, you have cast us off, you have broken us down, you have been displeased, O restore us again. You have made the earth tremble, you have broken it, heal its breaches, for it is shaking. That your beloved may be delivered. Save with your right hand and hear me. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 8th chapter. And when a great multitude had gathered and they had come to him from every city, Jesus spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground, sprang up, and yielded a crop 100-fold. When he had said these things, he cried, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Then his disciples asked him, saying, "What does this parable mean?" And he said, "To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest it is given in parables, that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear, then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a while and in time of temptation fall away. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. This is the gospel of the Lord. The Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one Christian Catholic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Amen. Our sermon text is from Luke chapter 18, verse 12. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear, then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. The phrase is quite simple. A sower went out to sow his seed. Jesus' parable is clearly speaking about the preaching of the word. The sower is God, who uses men, pastors, as his representatives and people to declare his mercy. The sowing is accomplished by the preaching and the sharing of the word with others. The seed is the word of God. Nevertheless, this simple process, the process of growing, can be thwarted at many different points. The first point would be, quite simply, by the removal of the sower. That is, where there is no pastor or child of God, then there would be no sower at all. Remove the sower, and the process grinds to a halt. Seeds aren't planted by themselves. People don't come to a knowledge of the will of God or the word of God without a teacher. There is no natural knowledge which leads us to, know that we are saved by suffering, by the suffering and death of the Son of God. And so, yes, remove the sower and there will be no sowing of the seed. But Jesus' parable doesn't exactly address this situation because it's teaching us about the working of God in the kingdom of God, which is his church. In the church, there are believers and there are men, pastors, who are called to be sowers. If there were no sowers, well, then there wouldn't be the church. So, a situation. What kind of situation would it be where there is no sowers? Well, the situation could exist in a school system, in a government process, a secular organization in which, well, no Christians would be present and thus there would be no light to the world, no salt of the earth. And so it is worth remembering that you might be the sower that God has sent to speak up. God may have placed you there to bear witness of his mercy. You may be that lone voice who speaks for Christ in a conversation. Don't miss your opportunity to be God's sower wherever he has placed you. The second point in which this growing process is thwarted is by messing with the sowing, that is the planting process. By analogy, we might liken this point to, well, planting the seed too early in the season so that the frost kills it, or planting the seed too deep so that its shoots can't reach the surface. In today's parable, there are two examples. The first two examples fall into this category. Let's take a look at the first. The sower sows the seed on the concrete path. The result is, as can be expected, there is no growing at all. The birds take away the seed and as a welcome snack, the people smash the seed down as they are walking on the path. When Jesus takes to explain this part of the parable to the disciples, he says, the devil comes and takes away the word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. Now you might have applied this example of this first soil to something like the complete removal of the word, as when someone quits going to church. But I want you to note, however, that there is a sower, and he is sowing seed. It's just that the chance of germination is, well, nil. No, It's not the taking of the word, a taking away of the word from the sower. In fact, it's about the taking away out of the heart of the hearer. This first situation is when the word is taught, but the central message of the Holy Scripture is not taught. For example, the Pharisees taught the word of God. They heard the word of God, but they were not saved because they read the word as if it were a rule book telling them what to do. So even though the word is going out, it cannot bear fruit. The devil takes away the word which is being preached by imposing a foreign message on top of the text. As long as you interpret the word by imposing this foreign meaning, it can never convert the heart. This particular method of, preventing believers is probably the devil's favorite. The devil can let, the preaching of the Word of God continue. He can let services continue. All the while, the hearers will never repent of their sin, and they will never believe in Jesus Christ for their salvation. You see, there are some congregations, even denominations, in which the Word of God is regularly being read, but the way of salvation is seldom, or if ever, heard. Yes, they are busy, quite busy with activities. They learn many different and unusual things, but the gospel promise of salvation by grace through faith alone does not inform the preaching. The second type of soil is also another example of this thwarting of the planting process. The sower sows seed on rocky ground. The situation is explained as we understand. There is a small layer of soil and the seed sprouts up rather quickly, but the rock under it prevents it, the roots, from going deep. Once again, it's not the taking away of the word from the sower, it's the taking away of the word from the heart of the hearer. The sower is busily sowing, and the seed is going out, but the hearer is not giving the message much attention at all. The purpose of the sowing process is simply to create a kind of emotional experience. The goal of the preaching is to simply make the people happy, and that doesn't take much attention at all. Very little engagement from the people is needed to give that superficial joy. In addition, I might say that there are times when the Word of God does not bring outward joy. When the law exposes our sins, that is not pleasant. When the teaching of the word brings affliction upon the hearer, when the desires of the heart are revealed by the word, these temptations need to be cut off. They need to be killed, and that's not always pleasant. You see, the true preaching of the word creates deep roots. It helps the Christian to sustain its faith in difficult times. And in the face of temptation and testing, true preaching continues to lead men to confession and to receive forgiveness of sins. True preaching turns men away from their emotions and leads them to trust in the objective word of God and in the sacraments. When we learn about the goodness of God towards sinners, His love towards sinners, then we can know, even in the worst of times, that God is working out all things for our good. The third point in which this planting process can be thwarted is by messing with the seed itself. We see the third soil type, that the content of the message has been changed. The seed has been genetically modified from a message of repentance and the righteousness that comes through faith in Christ into a message which can exist side by side with sinful pleasures. instead of the Word exposing sin and teaching us to kill it, well, the church preaches a message which can coexist with the pleasures of this world. And so, this righteous seed tries to grow along with the weeds of sinful human reason. The God who created heaven and earth is allowed to grow side by side with the godless evolution of chance. Adultery in its many forms and the divine institution of marriage, well, they are just options for the hearers. The lust of riches and the love of God are both allowed to grow. The trust of faith in God's provisions and the anxiety that comes from man's ability to take care of himself. You see, when the wheat and the weeds are allowed to grow together, the wheat is always choked out. It is the fourth soil type, which alone can bring forth the purpose for which God has sent His holy word. There is a sower, and he is sent by God to preach the word. The pastor, in his office of leading the congregation, delivers God's gifts. The hearers, in their vocation, share the word with spouses and children, friends and co-workers. There is regular sowing, that is, preaching of the word. The word, it's not for Christmas and Easter. The word is not an occasional activity which we pick up from time to time, lest we forget. The hearing of the word is as regular as the eating of our meals 3 times a day. There is the content of the seed. The word of God presents to us our Savior, Jesus Christ. The word doesn't merely tell us to do certain works and restrict others. You see, God is not concerned with man's level of work. The Word is ultimately seeking to create faith, faith in the heart so that we might be saved. Where there is a retaining of the Word, there is a regular confession of sins, a regular proclamation of the love of God in Jesus Christ. Faith is created and strengthened. The roots are sent down deep. Man is preserved, that he might be able to face affliction, temptation. Man can even face his own death, for he knows that he has a God who has saved him. The word taught man knows that for him there is a resurrection from the dead. Jesus says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Not once, but continually. Retaining the preaching of the word. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Create in me, page 143, we stand.
Create in me a clean heart, O God.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we give thanks for your will and good pleasure towards us, that you have sent us teaching, and you have given us ears to hear so that we receive the word with faith and we persevere unto death. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, break down the hardness of heart of those who are like seed on the path, that your word may not be taken from them, but they might come to faith and believe. Bring to repentance the members of Trinity who do not continue to hear, retain, and persevere in God's Word. Show those who trust in their past learning that it will no longer be taught God's Word, that they are simply like plants without roots. When testing comes, they will fall away. Show those who have allowed life's worries and the riches and pleasures to keep them from the many opportunities of the Word. Show them that they have choked out faith in Christ and will not reach that goal of eternal life. Bless our Bishop James, our pastors Gary and Michael, and all pastors, so that they are diligent and generous in the opportunities they provide to sow the seed of your Word. Send your Holy Spirit upon our director, our teachers and staff, that the children may be comforted by that gospel message. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, you created and now preserve and govern the whole universe. To the leaders of the nations, give hearts that love peace and work toward the common good. To our President Joe, our Governor JB, our Mayor Steve, federal and state legislators, county commissioners, city officials, and all our judges, give wisdom and willingness to be fair, just, and caring. For our military personnel, especially Danny, Jason, Blake, as well as our police officers, Alex and Daniel, and those who attend to us in times of emergency and public servants, we ask that you would give commitment to duty and in all times of danger, keep them safe. O Lord, you are the consolation of the sorrowful and the strength of the weak. Look upon the tribulation and distress of those affected by the coronavirus. Comfort those who have lost loved ones. Provide care for those infected. Calm the worries of the timid. We ask that in all their necessities, they may observe and know your manifold help and comfort. For those who are discouraged because of a lack of employment, in your mercy, raise up opportunities for business and work, that in peace and thanksgiving all people may earn and eat the bread of contentment. Let us pray to the Lord. Bless our shut-in Carolyn, our elderly Violet and Verdell. Provide for the needs of Caitlin and Jade, Kevin, Linda, Rebecca, Victor and Marcia, Tony, Gib, Shirley, and Priscilla. We also bring before you Gatlin Turner, a child of at our learning center. This child has surgery coming up, and we ask, dear Lord, that you would guide the hands of the doctors and nurses, as well as comfort the father and mother. Be with our students, Jonathan, Kirsten, Alexis, Sarah, Benjamin, Jacob, and Ashley. Let us pray to the Lord. O Lord, Heavenly Father, we here remember the sufferings and death of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, for our salvation. Praising his victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from his ascension before you, where he ever stands for us as our own high priest. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you. Up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. You bid your people cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast. Renew our zeal in faith and life, and bring us to the fullness of grace that belongs to the children of God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us.
For you are the God of my strength.
send out your light and your truth, let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the help of my countenance and my God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I will go unto the
give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. O God the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. We ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled to serve you constantly. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.